Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 14th, 2014. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Mercury was still in Scorpio last week. That's the planet of information and reasons, in the sign of secrets and investigations. Note, too, that Saturn, the planet of punishment, is also in Scorpio, a sign noted for underhanded actions. Last week, the report everyone has been waiting for was made public. The Senate Intelligence Committee's $40 million investigation of the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques used on suspects by the CIA after 9/11. All 525 pages of it, which turns out to be only a summary of the much larger 6,000-page opus. And as the saying goes, it's worse than what you could have imagined. The dark side turns out to be, indeed, quite dark. Immediately, the battle lines were being drawn, those who would defend the actions and motives of the CIA, and those who condemn them. Another interesting angle on this. Jupiter had just gone retrograde the day before the Senate committee report was released. Jupiter retrograde is the planet of wisdom, going back over the previously traversed sector of the zodiac, which in astrology terms is translated as gaining wisdom from the past. Let's hope it works in this case. But note too that Mars, the planet of conflict and argument, is opposite Jupiter. Finding the wisdom is getting obscured by all the accusations and denials. And checking in with the chart of the USA, we find more interesting planetary influences. The USA is now in the Sun sub-period of its Mars major period. Mars is the ruler of Scorpio, the 12th house of the USA chart. This is the sector of a country's chart that specifically involves spies, criminals, punishment, prisons, and so forth. The Sun rules the sign Leo, which is in the 9th house of the USA chart. The 9th house concerns the country's justice system, its laws, as well as morals, ethical standards, principles, and so on. The question of torture, then, is clearly the combination of the meanings of the 12th house and the 9th house, both of which are activated currently by the Mars major period and Sun sub-period. Note, too, that both the major period and sub-period rulers are placed in Gemini, the sign of the zodiac most capable of perceiving truth from multiple points of view. Now look at the transits in Scorpio affecting the USA 12th house. During the past week, Mercury, the planet of information, reasons, explanations, and reports, is here, along with the Sun, planet of authority and government, and Saturn, the planet of harsh realities. And topping it all off, Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, laws, morality, is transiting in the USA 8th house, the house of scandal and humiliation. Jupiter is retrograde, in other words, going back over the past. What happens next? Mercury just entered Sagittarius, where it joined up with Venus. Mercury, the planet of explanations, plus Venus, the planet of devotion, in the sign of self-righteous belief in one's own truth, which is the USA rising sign. Doesn't look like anybody is going to back down on this one anytime soon. The reaction to the killing of Michael Brown and Eric Garner and Tamir Rice and others continued last week with protests, demonstrations, die-ins, confrontations with police, sports icons taking to the court wearing "I can't breathe" t-shirts, and so forth. The planetary combination that best represents this energy is the conjunction of Uranus and Ketu, which is actually getting more intense as the two significators get even closer together during the coming weeks. This planetary pattern is in opposition to the USA chart's natal Saturn, threatening the planet of control in the house of authority. The planetary pattern of the Mars-Saturn Parivatna Yoga continues in the zodiac through December and into the first week of January. Mars is in Saturn's sign Capricorn, and Saturn is in Mars's sign Scorpio, creating a mutual influence between these two inimical planets. The result is action tempered by harsh reality. The effects of this were abundantly made clear last week in the 11th hour confrontation deal in the USA Congress that resulted in passage of the $1.1 trillion budget bill that funds the federal government until next September. There was something in that bill for everyone to object to, but the reality of having to pass something, or suffer more dire consequences in the new Republican majority Congress, persuaded enough Democrats to get on board and pass the bill through at the last minute. And here's another reason, which was certainly in the back of the minds of all those Congress critters, the memory of the last time they shut down the federal government due to a budget impasse, and all the public displeasure and personal embarrassment that caused. Mars, the planet of attack, is opposite to Jupiter, the planet of prosperity and increase, which is also the significator of banks and bonds. The banking and credit sector had some problems last week. The price of oil has been collapsing, which makes the consumers happy since the price at the pump is much lower. But world finances are very much tied to high oil prices, so this is having an impact on share prices, as well as the income of oil revenue-dependent countries like Russia, Nigeria, Venezuela, and of course the Middle East countries. The banks who finance all this new shale oil exploration and exploitation are seeing the worth of their loans vanish as the oil companies prepare to go belly up. The Mars opposite Jupiter pattern continues and gets more exact, in other words, more intense, as we get towards the end of this month. The USA chart has to endure the Uranus-K2 combination in the fourth house for the whole winter. One of the manifestations of this combination is unusual weather patterns leading to destruction of the lands of the country. Last week, it was California's turn to endure extreme weather in the form of the worst storm in several years barreling over the landscape, dumping as much as 2 inches of rain per hour, backed by 70-mile-per-hour winds in some areas. There was even a small tornado in Los Angeles. Whoo-wee. The result was the usual flooding, landslides, mudslides, and so forth. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, torrential rains in Indonesia caused a mudslide that buried over 100 homes, killing over 24 people. Unfortunately, the Uranus-K2 conjunction in Pisces will last for several months, indicating that this coming winter and spring will have many disruptive events, either caused by humans or by natural forces. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.